Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
And now, America's number one show on pop culture and politics. This is the Michael Medved Show.
And another great day in this greatest nation on God's green earth. And I'll tell you something that helped make my day great. I was reading the paper early this morning. And yeah, I'm old school. I mean, I actually have a paper and I rip it up and I highlight it. And I like to have physical articles in my hand. And I saw in the Wall Street Journal, there was a beautiful full-page ad. And I immediately spoke to Jeremy Steiner, pride of Hillsdale College, and said, let's get these folks on the air. And I'm very glad to do it because the full-page ad, very well laid out, perfectly worded. It's a much-needed sentiment. It's about Christopher Columbus. We have Columbus Day coming up Monday, October 11th, just a little bit more than a week from now. And it is a terrific ad that has the headline, Some People Say Columbus Didn't Discover America, but they can't deny that he did unite the world. Christopher Columbus? Yeah, really. It's a pleasure to welcome to the show John Viola, who is the co-host of the Italian-American podcast, as well as the executive director of the National Columbus Education Foundation, one of the people who put together this ad. John, thank you for doing it, and thanks for coming on the show. Hello, do we have John? Okay, we got disconnected there for a moment. The ad is sponsored by the Conference of Presidents of Major Italian-American Organizations. And part of what the ad explains, it should make it much more comprehensible to people why all of these attempts to deface and desecrate and tear down statues of Christopher Columbus and to abuse him as a slave master and a crooked, evil, horrible guy, why those actions and attitudes are so offensive to so many Italian Americans who actually know the Columbus story. John, do we have you back? Connected there. I was just introducing by telling the story of how I came upon your ad. When you say Columbus united the world, what do you mean?
We mean that, you know, people get caught up in the semantics of discovery, this idea that there's no such thing as discovering a continent that's been there since creation. But in fact, what you can fight all you want about words, but Columbus's voyage, October 12, 1492, unites two hemispheres of the planet that didn't know the other existed. It creates the world we live in today.
Okay, now people on the left would say, or people on the other side of this issue would say, yeah, but when Columbus introduced those two peoples to one another, one group of people full of evil intent and greed and violence and brutality destroyed the other people, the peaceful, idyllic, and humanitarian natives who lived in the Western Hemisphere.
Well, I mean, there are many, many indigenous scholars and academics that will tell you this concept of the noble savage, this idea of this paradise in the New World that Columbus comes into, first of all, is fundamentally untrue, and secondly, is insulting to the cultures that existed here before and after the Columbian Exchange. And in fact, if you really dig into the work and do the research, you'll see a navigator who was inspired by his Judeo-Christian values and sense of humanity to coming to a place where, in fact, it was not a perfect society, just like the society that he left. And he finds tribes in warfare. He finds cultures butting up against each other, just like his culture will soon butt up against the indigenous cultures. And you find cannibalism and slavery and all of these things. And that's not to say that Columbus was a saint. It's just to say that this idyllic view of the world that he found is really a manipulation of history.
What bothers me about that whole line and that whole manipulation of history is the implication, and it's not just an implication, it's an assertion, that the world is worse because American civilization was founded. And again, it was the discovery of the passage between these two hemispheres that made the United States of America possible. And I think that most people who live in this country think this country has been a profound blessing not only to our own families, but to the world at large, no?
Well, I would hope so. I mean, you can never tell with the current education system actually what young people are being indoctrinated into. But the truth of the matter is Columbus is setting foot on this territory in the Caribbean, this bridging of two civilizations. It comes with all of the difficulties of the movement of humans that we still face today, that we still see on our borders or on the borders of Europe. This idea of resource allocation and human movement is all of the same struggles. But this country is the only one on the planet born out of a concept completely free of the idea of your ethnicity, where you come from, what rank, what value, what background. We're the only nation state without an ethnic nation. So this experiment is all thanks to the idea that Columbus could set foot on soil so many miles away from his birthplace with this passion for opening up society and creating society based on ideas and ideals. And that's what this country has been from day one. And we hope continues to be in the future, despite the best efforts of many of its citizens and public servants.
Okay, one of the points that you make in this ad that people need to hear is that Columbus statues aren't rooted in racism. They're rooted in anti-racism, and this has to do with the whole origins of the Columbus Day holiday in the 1890s. Explain how that worked.
Well, I mean, Columbus has been a figure in U.S. history from the very beginning, from the Revolution, because first and foremost, he was not British. So when the freed colonies had a chance to look for national heroes and mythological figures, here was one of the rare non-British examples. So there's always been Columbus monuments, and there have been Columbus Day celebrations long before Italian Americans came in any significant number. But if you travel the country and you look at the dates when most of the Columbus monuments were created, and you look at when Columbus Day went from once every century celebration of his landing to an annual holiday, it's really with the mass migration of Italian Americans in the 1870s, 80s, and 90s. And in 1891, right before what was already planned to be the 400th anniversary celebration, 11 Sicilian Americans were wrongly accused of killing the police chief of New Orleans. They were actually freed by a jury and then rounded up by the largest mass lynch mob in the history of the United States and summarily executed in downtown New Orleans. And it was in the wake of that. I mean, Italy recalled its ambassador. The U.S. was absolutely as far as it's ever been until World War II from the nascent state of Italy. After that, Benjamin Harrison decided that it would be a good point to focus the 1892 celebrations on this idea of creating a holiday that was not a top-down holiday, didn't celebrate the founding fathers or America's ideals. It celebrated the idea that we're a multicultural nation. And a matter of fact, it was also in the wake of Wounded Knee that the president felt that this holiday could be about all of the peoples of the United States coming together. That's why it was the newly created public schools were asked to celebrate it. The parades were not just Italian Americans, but all Americans. And over the years, the holiday has become more about our community. But in fact, it's really been founded as a holiday of multicultural peace in the nation.
And you need more information, and you will. And we'll talk about this later as well. Go to knowcolumbus.com. And we'll provide more on the background, the real background of Columbus Day coming up. John Viola, thank you for joining us. He's the co-host of the Italian American podcast and more. We'll be right back. He's called capitalism the greatest thing humanity ever accomplished, and he warns that socialism is trickle-up poverty. He's internationally acclaimed Whole Foods CEO and free market champion, John Mackey, the keynote speaker at this year's Washington Policy Center annual dinner in Bellevue with the Hyatt Regency. Yup, in person in Bellevue with the Hyatt Regency on October 1st. Tickets and information, WPCdinner.com. That's WPCdinner.com. Is our country's distinctive power and prosperity the product of some happy accidents or criminal activity, or is it God's hand on America? That's the title, actually, of my most recent book. You can get a hardcover copy, personally signed by me, together with a full audiobook, and it comes to you together with an MP3 player so you can hear it anytime you want. It's all at a reduced price while supplies last. Go to michaelmedved.com, click on the banner for God's Hand on America, look for that audiobook and hardcover book bundle. Small investors shamed Wall Street by running the price of certain stocks way up to the detriment of big hedge funds, social media, and trading platforms, then kept investors from buying stock. A financial war is being waged in America. With all this volatility, now's an even better time to protect your net worth and own precious metals as part of your portfolio. Nick Rovich, who's the owner of AmFed Coin and Bullion, has always been fair and honest with my precious metals holdings, and now, more than ever, it's a good time to own tangible assets like gold, silver, and platinum. AmFed can show you smart choices, which have been proven winners time and time again. Call Nick and his team at AmFed today, 800-221-7694. That's 800-221-7694, or visit AmericanFederal.com.
I know I need to pay attention to my health, but I just can't seem to find the time. Between rushing to work and taking care of the kids, there's not much time left over for me. So I decided to start small by eating more fruits and vegetables and being more active. And then I got the family to make some changes, too. We started by keeping a bowl of fresh fruit on the counter, and I limit the amount of sweet snacks I keep in the house. I've also found some creative ways to add more vegetables to our meals. We're taking more walks, and on the weekends, we head down to the pool at the rec center. It doesn't happen every day, but it does happen. You don't have to change your entire life to be healthier. Just make some simple changes and include your family. You'll see how easy and fun it can be.
You can make a difference. Eat smart, play hard. And when you do, your kids will too. A challenge from USDA.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How do you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP. As slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Visit GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
On the Michael Medved show, something amazing, and this is just breaking news, and it's something I just found out. I wanted to tell it to you as soon as I found out, because it is unbelievable. The The Conference of Presidents of Major Italian-American Organizations, and again, I just spoke about this, heard about this from John Viola during the break. The Conference of Presidents of Major Italian-American Organizations not only wanted a full-page ad in the Wall Street Journal, they wanted a full-page ad in the New York Times. And this is a full-page ad basically defending Christopher Columbus, saying we should honor his memory. And not a memory of racism, but a memory of decency and advancement for civilization. And the New York Times wouldn't take the ad. They didn't. Is that not Italian, anti-Italian-American racism of some kind? Is that acceptable? They won't take an ad from the Conference of Presidents of Major Italian-American Organizations? That is a blanking outrage. It is unbelievable today. And what they have, let me read you this ad for just a moment so you can see how outrageous it is that America's leading newspaper, refuses to accept an ad honoring Italian-American heritage and honoring Christopher Columbus. What country are we living in right now? Do we have to change the name of the Columbia River? Do we have to change Columbus, Ohio? I mean, come on. It's an unbelievable thing that's going on. The ad says, the headline in the ad, some people say Columbus didn't discover in quotes, America. They can't deny that he did unite the world. Humanity was separated for 10,000 years until his Atlantic voyage reunited us, creating the world we know today. And then they have subheadings. Columbus statues aren't rooted in racism. They're rooted in anti-racism. And then it says, as we just explained to you, few know that 11 Italians were lynched in New Orleans in 1891, while thousands cheered on what would be the largest mass lynching in U.S. history. To fight the oppression, Italian Americans promoted Columbus Day. Claims that the holiday and statues symbolize racism are patently false. Then they put on, Columbus wasn't a slaver or a killer. He was a dreamer. Columbus never owned a slave. That's true. He didn't start the slave trade, and he never ordered the mass killing of indigenous peoples. Columbus's journey sparked 500 years of immigration to America, attracting peoples from throughout the world seeking a better life for their families. Columbus was the first dreamer. They have that in capital D. And then they conclude the ad, and this is it. This is what the New York Times turned down. You can't say this in the New York Times, even when you pay for it. It says here, let's chart a new course together. Sounds good to me. Celebrating all Americans. Yes. Let's rebuild Columbus's legacy. Construct new monuments that honor all those who are part of the American dream, from indigenous peoples to the newest arrivals, and establish intercultural public spaces that deepen and widen the discussion of our nation's proud multicultural heritage. And then they have here a join the discussion today, and they give a different website, the Conference of Major Italian American Organizations .org/history. But look, the idea that they would turn down this advertisement, it's very well written, very well laid out, has a picture of a visionary sort of statue of Columbus. I mean, really? Really? Okay, then there is this. BLM activists at Arizona State University basically assaulted two white students. Why? Because they had stickers on their laptops. If the sticker said Police Lives Matter. Okay, this is extraordinary. Two students were studying inside what was called the multicultural learning space that had been established at Arizona State University. This is last week, Thursday. They were then approached by activists who claimed Police Lives Matter stickers on their laptops were offensive. They then ordered the two students to leave the space, but the pair initially refused, saying, this is supposed to be a multicultural learning space. Why don't they count as multicultural? They began yelling at them, whiteness is not a culture. Whiteness is not a culture. And, they ultimately conceded to the activist demands to leave and vacated the area. There has not been a judgment as of yet or a public response that I know of. Maybe by now it's happened from Arizona State University, Tempe in Phoenix. I mean, really, is this an appropriate response? Whiteness is not a culture. And by the way, it's true. That's true. Whiteness is not a culture. But then why all of the attempts to associate guilt with whiteness? Either you claim that whiteness is some kind of culture, and it's a dysfunctional culture, and it's an evil culture, and it's a bad and guilty culture, or all of your attempts to try to turn, quote, white privilege into white guilt are purely racist based on skin color, above all. I mean, really, is that an appropriate response? It seems hardly to be so. FBI killings, this in the Washington Post today, FBI killings soared nearly 30% in 2020, with more slayings caused by guns. Killings in the United States jumped nearly 30% last year, according to FBI data released Monday, that indicate a strong and growing number of gun-related slayings amid the pandemic. The FBI said murder and manslaughter rose a combined 29.4%, the largest one-year increase since the federal government began compiling national figures back in the 1960s. That historic increase has been known for some time and has sparked concern from police officials and prosecutors, and I think by millions of Americans. But the FBI release of data from thousands of law enforcement agencies formally confirms the trend. Overall, violent crime rose 5.6% in 2020, while property crimes actually fell 7.8%. Assaults increased 12%. In other words, crimes against property, declining. Crimes against people, increasing. Strange. We'll get to it.
Yes, the pandemic is coming to an end. Restrictions are coming to an end. But body aches and pains never seem to end. That's why you need to click sunny-bay.com for the best sleep you can get. Sunny Bay's legendary products can help, like our lavender stress-reducing products, locally sourced and handmade in the USA. Or try Sunny Bay's award-winning pillows for traveling or extra neck support while sleeping. No need for pills or expensive chiropractic visits. Our neck support pillows are that good. Sunny Bay is a homegrown, small business, but our products are designed and rigorously tested based on your demand and feedback. And they make great gifts for mom, dad, or anyone. Find Sunny Bay products on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, or at sunny-bay.com. And right now, get free heat patches and a belt with any purchase. So remember, Sunny Bay heating pads, neck pillows, and stress-relieving hot or cold wraps. As restrictions come to an end and you get back to work, do it the healthy way with Sunny Bay.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Like I did in my first and second COVID-19 vaccination shot, I'm about to get my booster shot and do it publicly.
The president speaking earlier on Monday at the White House as he did receive that third COVID booster shot from Pfizer. The Food and Drug Administration approved the booster for individuals 65 years old and up and adults with pre-existing conditions and workers in high-risk areas like healthcare and teachers. Police continuing to scale back the search for Brian Laundrie in a southwest Florida nature preserve. Northport police telling media outlets the FBI is taking the lead in the hunt for Gabby Petito's fiancé, adding the search will be targeted based on intelligence. Laundrie, a person of interest in Petito's death. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body, Brain, and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
On the Michael Medved show, the Washington Post reports that concerning this historic fastest ever rise in homicides, in killings, at a time when property crimes actually went down. That property crimes include car theft. They include, obviously, burglary. But assault, way up. And property crimes, way down because of the pandemic. And they were expecting, many people, that because of the pandemic and the lockdowns and people being forced to stay at home, that things like homicide would not go up, and certainly not go up 30% in 1 year. And think what that means. It means that in a year, you're going up if you have an increase instead of 10 homicides in a small town, you have 13. But this is all across the country. And the Washington Post points out that while different places saw different rates of increase in killings, the rise was nearly universal across the country, occurring in small towns, big cities, and many places in between. And they spoke to Justin Nix, who's an associate professor of criminology and criminal justice at University of Nebraska in Omaha, where, yes, they had a sharp increase in crime, in murders. Nix said the most likely culprits for the sharp spike in killings, twofold. Number one, the pandemic. And number two, what he called a police legitimacy crisis, brought on by the videotaped killing last year of George Floyd by a police officer in Minneapolis. Which, by the way, could there be any doubt how damaging that particular episode was for the country at large? I don't think so. And the Nix, who's the criminologist from the University of Nebraska, said that when it comes to the FBI's data, I'm kind of worried about the future because I think we're about to have a real blind spot for the next few years. And given the increase that we've already seen this year, plus these completed figures for 2020, it's a very deeply troubling situation. Now, of course, this is linked, and it is, with increased gun sales. But that's every bit as much as an effect of the rise in killing as it is a cause. In fact, it's more an effect than a cause, because you know that old slogan, which has a great deal of truth to it, is that guns don't kill people. A gun, when they talk about crime being caused by guns, crimes are not caused by guns. A gun is a morally, criminally neutral implement. Can be used to stop crime, it can be used, and often is, to cause crime, but to perpetrate crime, but it doesn't cause it. The cause is the conscious actor behind the killing, namely a human being. What is striking to me here is in this lengthy article in the Washington Post, they don't mention one of the most obvious, I mean really, really obvious causes, it seems to me, of the increased crime rate everywhere. First of all, they usefully do point out that the crime rate in New York, in L.A., even in Chicago, is still way down. Still way down, the murder rate, too, from what it was in the peak years of the 1990s, more than 20 years ago. But it has skyrocketed recently. And one of the things that is going on that I think also explains why property crime has not gone up along with murder is gangs. Nobody wants to talk about that. Is that because some of these gangs are racially based? Some of their violence is racially based? And the gangs are terrible. They're extraordinarily well armed. And they are devastating in terms of the urban crime you hear about. If you listen, for instance, or pay attention to the body count every weekend in Chicago, it is very, very often drive-bys, confrontations, what clearly are gang-related shootings. And at a time when there are lockdowns officially and normal kinds of social or athletic or even just partying activities are put on hold, sure, people may rely more on gang associations just for some kind of connection. But I think when the history of this period is written, we will acknowledge or be forced to acknowledge that gangs are a much more significant element in this problem. Speaking of elements in a problem, over at MyNorthwest.com, my colleague Jason Rance has posted a story about the Marysville Middle School up in Marysville, just past Everett. And a local school district forced a middle school teacher to remove a pro-police flag from her classroom wall. But the district allows Black Lives Matter and LGBT messages to be displayed. The teacher at Marysville Middle School posted a thin blue line flag in her classroom. It was meant to support the police. But according to documents obtained by Jason, the district's human resources said the flag is, quote, a political symbol that could elicit a disruption in that classroom. She was ordered to take it down. But why should BLM and every kind of LGBTQ flag or display be allowed to stay up? While the district refuses to answer, the teacher involved has a brother who says, look, it's obvious. School staff indicated anti-police sentiment informed the decision. And please pay attention. Even the Washington Post suggests that part of what has caused this tremendous rise in homicides everywhere has been the legitimacy crisis for the police. But one of the problems in America right now is we have a legitimacy crisis everywhere. I mean, in every institution. People question what the police are doing. They question our medical profession. There are people who are incredibly angry at people who are trying to save their lives with vaccines. By the way, the good news is the fire chief, Klimert, in Vashon Island, Washington, agreed to save his job. Good move, Chief Klimert, and to get himself vaccinated with the Johnson & Johnson vaccine. And I hope he stays healthy, and I hope everybody stays healthy. But when you have a crisis of confidence with police, with physicians, with the military, in particularly in those last days in Afghanistan, and you have a crisis of confidence even when it comes to counting elections and the function of how we vote people in and out, that is a problem for the country, is the whole idea that you can't seem to believe in, well, what exactly anymore. There's a member of the legislature in one of our most conservative states who not only compares Biden to Hitler, but shares a link to a Holocaust denial website. Why? We'll get to that and more coming up on the MedVed Show. Even for Americans who've been successful in dodging the coronavirus so far, there's still a problem of pain. There are 100 million Americans who suffer from ongoing pain due to overexertion or exercise or just aging or the effects of everyday living, and Relief Factor can help. It helps exercise-related pain or general muscle aches and pains, and it certainly does for me. There are four key ingredients. Each one approaches the body's natural anti-inflammatory response function from different metabolic pathways. The 3-week quick start can show you how it works. It's just $19.95, 95 cents a day, less than a cup of coffee a day, much less for pain relief. Try Relief Factor. It has worked wonderfully for literally hundreds of thousands, and certainly for me. Go to michaelmedved.com, click on the banner for Relief Factor, and order your own quick start. Nothing to lose but your pain. The whole world to gain. Okay, how crucial are faith and freedom really to America? Ronald Reagan called faith and freedom the twin beacons that brighten the American sky. What did Reagan mean? Well, you can find out at the Institute for Faith and Freedom at Grove City College, which has just launched a new course on the legacy of Ronald Reagan. This is very important because the course is posted online at the Institute's website, faithandfreedom.com. The course is led by Reagan biographer and expert Dr. Paul Kangor, frequent guest on my show. And the course includes Professor Kangor's one-on-one interviews with the likes of Bill Bennett, Ed Meese, Peter Robinson, Michael Reagan, and more. It's a remarkable offer that you will truly not find anywhere else, and it's free. Yeah, it's actually free. While you're there at faithandfreedom.com, also check out the many articles and lectures on topics from freedom of conscience to critical race theory, from Madison and Lincoln to Churchill and Reagan. You can find all of this and much more on the website at the Institute for Faith and Freedom, faithandfreedom.com.
We've entered a time where sky truly is the limit and opportunity awaits. The internet has become a platform of everyone's worldwide communications. Billionaires building businesses on platforms that didn't even exist a generation ago. But in the sea of noise, how can the voice of your business be heard? The secret is over 100 years old. Radio. 228% more effective than TV. That's 228% more effective than television. Brick and mortar and cyber businesses alike have found radio to be the most effective for building a brand and delivering customers. Learn the secrets of radio advertising by calling 877-996-4327 or email advertise@gcnlive.com. That's advertise@gcnlive.com.
What will you do if there's a sudden food shortage? Given recent headlines, it seems likely, and at any moment. That's why it makes common sense to build your emergency food storage supply now, while you still can. Do it with the kind of food that stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage. Food that doesn't go bad like what you get at the grocery store. Whose food should you trust? The largest preparedness company in America, My Patriot Supply. We've served millions of American families going on 14 years. At MyPatriotSupply.com, our mission is your survival. Our emergency food could definitely be your lifesaver when the peanut butter hits the fan. Choose from dozens of delicious meal kits that provide over 2,000 calories a day, which is what your body needs. Order today, and your food will ship fast in unmarked boxes to protect your privacy. Don't wait. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com right now. MyPatriotSupply.com.
And on the Michael Medved show, there is a bit of a kerfuffle, to say the least, up at the in the Alaska legislature, where a member of the legislature, his name is David Eastman. He's a Republican. Of course, Republicans do dominate the Alaska legislature, both houses. And David Eastman is from Wasilla, and the former mayor of Wasilla was a candidate for president of the United States. You remember her. Her name was Sarah Palin. In any event, the story from the Alaska, the Anchorage newspaper, has a very direct and important message. Says a headline, Alaska legislator compares Biden to Hitler, shares link to Holocaust denial website. Now, in fairness, it's not entirely fair to say that Representative Eastman compared Biden to Hitler. He just wanted to compare a Biden speech to a Hitler speech. Here's the story. In a social media post last week, Representative David Eastman, Republican Wasilla, compared a speech given by President Joe Biden to one given by Nazi leader Adolf Hitler in 1938. The post included a photo of Hitler and a link to the text of his speech. The link of the text to Hitler's speech went right to a Holocaust denial website. And for people who don't know what a Holocaust denial website is, it's a website that says that the 6 million Jews and at least 4 million others who were deliberately mass murdered by Hitler didn't exist. That the gas chambers really were showers. That these families that were entirely wiped out didn't get wiped out. It's a level of stupidity and evil, frankly, that is very hard to exceed. Eastman's comments spread on social media this week and were criticized during a meeting of the Anchorage caucus last Wednesday. That's a regular gathering of state legislators representing the Anchorage area. They're analogizing something designed to save the lives of American citizens. What they're talking about is they were comparing Biden's speech involving vaccinations and involving COVID-19 with Hitler. And why? Well, because they've previously compared the vaccines to the experiments of Dr. Mengele, the evil Nazi doctor who murdered people in the course of the mass murders of the Holocaust. They're analogizing something designed to save the lives of American citizens, that would be the vaccines, to an undemocratic fascist regime that was bent on killing 6 million Europeans. I just don't understand the linkage. And by the way, it's offensive as hell, said Representative Andy Josephson, Democrat Anchorage. I think it's a problematic comparison, said Representative James Kaufman, Republican Anchorage. And the Anti-Defamation League, a group devoted to fighting anti-Semitism, it's actually devoted to fighting prejudice of all kind, has seen a growing number of comments similar to Eastman's, said Mary Cypers, a spokeswoman for the organization. I don't often see public officials quoting Hitler, she said, but we have in recent times absolutely seen an uptick in rhetoric from elected officials around the Holocaust. Eastman has previously compared COVID-19 vaccination efforts to Nazi medical experiments during the Holocaust. Now, let's just let that sink in. Do you believe that the vaccines are deliberately set up to kill people? Maybe that's what people mean when they say the vaccines aren't working. They're not working to kill people. They're working to save people's lives, and they do. Other members of the Alaska legislature have done the same, says the Anchorage newspaper. The contacted Thursday last week, Eastman said the Post was just pointing out that Biden's comments were eerily reminiscent of comments made long ago, which we would all do well to know so that we can learn from the tragedies of World War II. Asked whether his thoughts have changed since his post, he didn't answer directly but said, anyone who sets aside and disregards history is doomed to repeat it. And so that's something for all of us to keep in mind. Anchorage resident Ivan Hodes is Jewish and a graduate of West Point. He served in the same U.S. Army battalion with Eastman and discussed the Wasilla's representative social media post during the Anchorage caucus meeting. He said it is completely unacceptable for a legislator to encourage Holocaust denial. The fact that he is familiar with this website, that he's posting links to the website where his followers are going to go to click on it, I think that shows what his agenda really is, Hodes said by phone. Dan Miller, a president of the West Point Society of Alaska, said Eastman has been disinvited from future society events unless he removes the link to the Holocaust denial website and refrains from similar actions. Eastman had previously attended those events, he said. Eastman said on Thursday that he was unaware that he linked to a Holocaust denial website. How are you unaware of it? I know nothing about websites other than the specific link that translates the speech into English, so I don't have any comment about that. Asked whether he is a Holocaust denialist himself, he said, no, there is nothing to deny. Can we let that sink in for a moment? There is nothing to deny, but I do support and defend free speech because we can't talk about these atrocities, then it increases the chance they'll continue. Eastman has a history of inflammatory public remarks. In 2017, the Alaska House voted to reprimand him after he claimed women in rural villages try to get pregnant so they can get a free trip to the city for an abortion. That makes a lot of sense. He also attended the January 6th rally in Washington. Well, of course he did, supporting then-President Donald Trump and promoted the debunked theory that undercover Antifa agents were responsible for the violent storming of the U.S. Capitol that day. I hope that he can have a better, more adequate explanation this week. It is a week where there's a movie out there that has been deeply controversial and, frankly, condemned by a lot of people. Why? Not because of its position on issues, but because of the age of its star. Take a listen to this review of Dear Evan Hansen.
Now it's time for MedVed's Entertainment Minute.
A Tony Award-winning Broadway musical about a psychologically troubled high school boy whose life is disrupted by a misattributed letter supposedly from a dead classmate. Julianne Moore and Amy Adams co-star in the movie version of this acclaimed show, still addressed Dear Evan Hansen. Now playing in theaters.
Connor wanted you to have him.
His last words. Connor took his own life.
I'm sorry, Connor didn't write this.
That's 27-year-old Ben Platt in an emotionally wrenching performance that dominates and mostly sustains the story. The proceedings, sometimes slowed by the musical interludes, stretch believability, particularly in the last half of the film. But it's still universally well-acted and thought-provoking about the woes of contemporary adolescence. It's rated PG-13 with suicidal tendencies a major element in the plot. 3 stars for Dear Evan Hansen.
This feature brought to you by the Thank Heaven Foundation.
And a lot of people have been upset by the fact that Ben Platt, who actually originally starred when he was still a teenager in this show on Broadway, he won the Tony for it, that he's now 27, and for a lot of people he doesn't come across as a teenager. He was believable as a teenager to me. That didn't bother me. Not a perfect film, but a very deeply affecting one, and I think people may enjoy it despite some of the criticism. Coming up, we will see what happens, and you will see in the next couple of days without me because of Jewish holidays, the last Jewish holidays in this cycle, what happens with the crisis in Congress, crisis about funding, and that may impact the economy and all of our livelihoods in this greatest nation on God's green earth.
The old way of living with diabetes is a pain. You've got to remember to do your testing, and you always need to be sticking your fingers. The new way to live your life with diabetes is with a continuous glucose monitor. You simply apply a discreet, easy-to-use sensor on your body, and it continuously monitors your glucose levels, helping you spend more time in range and freeing you from painful finger pricks. If you test your blood sugar at least 4 times per day and inject insulin at least 3 times per day, or use an insulin pump and have private insurance or Medicare, you might be eligible for a CGM with little or no cost to you. Call U.S. Medical Supply today for a free benefits check. We offer free shipping, 90-day supplies, and we bill Medicare or your insurance directly. Call now and say goodbye to finger pricks.
800-633-1378. 800-633-1378. 800-633-1378. That's 800-633-1378.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
We've all seen and perhaps use the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you noticed how it dries your skin and as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective? GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam meeting or exceeding all requirements set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration. Come to GCNteam.com. Keyword antibacterial or call 877-878-4203.